Good afternoon. I think we need to start. We've given sufficient time for members to be here, and I think we do have sufficient members to start the meeting. So good afternoon and welcome, and to the meeting of the Portfolio Committee on Communications. Just a couple of items I'd like to just quickly address before we get into the formal program of the day. Firstly, to indicate that the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, Eric Kulwani, is still off sick. Hopefully he'll be back next week. So just to let you know, he's still not able to be back at work. Secondly, I have been informed that the parliamentary researcher assigned to the committee, Santile Nene, will be off next week and the week after for health reasons and for treatment. So I thought it was appropriate, just on behalf of the Portfolio Committee, to wish him well. And we trust that what you're going to be off will go well, and we want to wish you good health and trust that you will recover well. And so we want to wish you well when you're off. Okay, thank you. I thought I should just deal with that. Then also, I take it this has been distributed. There's an amended program. If you look at the agenda, the first item of our agenda is to deal with the adoption of an amended third-term committee program. Has that been distributed? Do you have copies here? Could we just distribute those quickly, please? Can we just wait for those to be distributed to those who haven't got? In terms of the program, originally we had other work that we had scheduled that would be in terms of part of the program for next week. But with the, due to the fact that we've taken a little bit longer on coming to this meeting of today, that will hopefully come out with a shortlist of nominees that would be invited to be interviewed. It means that the program of the committee for next week has to be changed. Now, next week is a committee week. There are no plenaries scheduled for next week at all. So it's dedicated to committee week, to committee work, and it's not an oversight week either. So no oversight visits are supposed to be taking place next week. And we therefore felt that it would be correct then to use next week to complete the interviewing process, to do the interviews, and use the week that we have to do that. So if you look at the program that's before us on page 2 of the document that's been given out, we've got today, which is the business that we're dealing with, and then what has been scheduled then is that next week, Tuesday, the 4th of September, we would do interviews for candidates for the SABC board. And then interviews for the ICASA candidates, for the ICASA council, the names that we would come up with today. We then are saying that we would want to look at next week Wednesday, next week Thursday, and next week Friday to deal with that. And then on Tuesday, the 11th of September, we'd be dealing with a briefing by the SABC on the Auditor General's recommendations, progress, etc. And then thereafter, Parliament goes into a constituency period on the 21st of September. So at this stage, this is a new program, which is also subject to amendment, but is a new program to take us through to the end of the third term. Obviously, where there could be issues that members may want to discuss would be on the days that we're proposing to do interviews. And I think also we would also just need to agree today when we do those interviews on the amount of time that we're going to give for the interviews for each person, because that also determine the amount of time that we spend here in the portfolio, in the meeting, doing interviews. So that's the amended third term program. So if I could put that to the committee, either for discussion or for adoption. So if I could put that to the committee, please. Honourable Killian, Honourable Shin.
Just clarity, Chairperson. With regards to the interviews, we will be concluding it on Friday the 7th of September. By when would you want us to actually come up with our positions on the candidates, and are we going to be able to present it on the 11th, or are we going to postpone it until after the constituency period? My understanding was actually that there was quite a lot of pressure on us to move. So if it is that we should consider that on the 11th of September, I just believe we should also include that in the program. Thank you.
Honourable Shin.
That was my question as well, so that's fine.
Honourable Steyn.
Chairperson, the question that I have, if we conclude the shortlisting today, it's my understanding that the shortlist has to be published. And presumably, if it has to be published, there's a reason, therefore, and it needs to be for a minimum period of time before we can then proceed and do the interviews. Secondly, I would also imagine that the shortlisted people, their security clearance would have to be completed before we, in fact, start the interview process. And I may be wrong on that. If we conclude the shortlisting today, will we have the security clearance in the first instance done by Tuesday? And secondly, if you could just give us guidance regarding the process about having the names of the shortlisted people published and for what period before we actually go into interviews.
Okay. Let me just deal first with the last question. In terms of the publishing of the names, I understand that if we agree and come up with a short list of names today, of names that we're going to invite for interviews, it needs to go into the ATC. That's what I'm told, and it needs to be a period of 3 days before you actually start the interviews and start that process. So if we were to complete our work today and it gets published tomorrow, that would give us then Wednesday, the 3 days after that, Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, and Monday. So it does give us sufficient time. That's an answer to that question. In terms of the clearances, I think we discussed this. I think we have discussed this. And one of the ways that we would probably look at doing it is come up with our list today of final names that we would want to have for interviews and hand that through to Parliament. I understand that there has been some progress made, but I have been trying to get a briefing to find out exactly where we are. So the suggestion that one would want to make is let us come up with our list of names, and we will then send those through if need for security clearances. But at this stage, we still haven't received from Parliament a confirmation that all clearances have been completed, that process has been completed. Even before this meeting, we were trying to get confirmation and get something that says to us it's an answer to that. Then in terms of when we're wanting to complete the process after the interviews and come up with the final recommendation of names, let me hold a leather hand here, Honourable Morutwa.
Chairperson, I think it would assist us for you to recap the briefing that you did for the trustees about the security clearance, because we've got another, you know, what you're saying now, I don't think it's the same thing. So we understood and agreed, all of us, when you explained what they said. Can you do that for us so that we start there?
No, that's fine. I just wanted to recap on something. Now, in terms of the discussions that we'd had last week, we I'd indicated that even as of last week, this process had not been completed and that we had not received anything from Parliament in terms of the security clearances. And what we had agreed on and what we'd discussed is that we would go ahead with our shortlisting and that we would submit those names to Parliament, and they would then have to then come back to us in terms of clearances on those names. But as of last week, they had not yet finalised those security clearances. And as I say, even prior to this meeting now, we've been trying since yesterday, in fact, to get some clarity as to how far they are on this process. So that is what we had discussed last week. Unless members have a different view of what had been presented last week, but that is certainly what we had presented last week, that the process had not yet been completed and we were waiting to get clarity. I don't know if that covers you, Honourable Morutwa. Honourable Killian?
Mine is slightly on another issue, but just as far as the security clearance is concerned, Chairperson, I think we've raised the issue when we met as a task team, and I believe it's important for us to again raise it, that it's totally unacceptable. We understand that there's a lot of pressure on Parliament, but it is totally unacceptable. We are under time constraints, and people's terms of offices are coming to an end. Some of the institutions, like, for instance, ICASA, is under pressure. It could affect their functioning, the council's functioning. And in the meantime, we are waiting for this process to be in fact, getting up some speed. It is totally unacceptable. And I do wish that even in your acting capacity, that you should, if it carries the support of other members of the committee, we should actually raise our concern about this. We should report to the Speaker. And we should similarly also report to the chair of committees about this matter. Because if it is already, it has had an impact on us, we would have concluded our processes towards the end of this week, and it is now deferred to next week. And clearly, I mean, it's just not on. We really will have to speed up and see what is the problem. Thank you.
Honourable Disoma.
Thank you, Chair. I would like to make a submission, Chair, that says that can't we formally start our meeting and have some items how we're going to deal with them, which for me it will assist so that when we raise issues, we're raising them within a certain approach. It will help us to be focused on the committee, so that also I concur with the previous speaker in terms of time. All of us, we are aware of that. And we are mindful of that. That's why we're sitting here. But I was urging that let's deal with the shortlisting. Then after that, as you presented, because what was on table now was the issue of the program. And I think you have, with the committee club, we have taken a note in terms of tables that the program is subject to what we're going to discuss it, so that we can ensure that we're in line in terms of the processes that need to unfold. Secondly, Chair, the issue of the clearance. Also, we need to discuss it after we've done that one. That will be my appeal, because probably we're preempting. Maybe things are a little bit different from last week when the task team meets. But also, I will appeal to the members that those who are members of the task team, if there are any other issues that they want to raise, they raise it here as a proposal to the committee, because it's a formal setting that needs to take decisions. That will be my appeal, that let us be focused so that we are clear and move forward with our work. Thank you.
May I just indicate that in terms of the security clearances, I have been told that they have been completed. However, what we don't have is we've not received something tangible from the security officials here in Parliament. So I've been told that they've been completed, but we haven't received anything tangible. And that therefore makes it very difficult then to say and to come here and say they are complete or they're not complete. We've heard that, we've been told they're complete, and we've asked for something. We said, well, can you give it to us? And that's where the delay is now. So that's why I'm saying I'm still not sure whether it's complete or not, because unless we have something that tells us it's complete and this is the story and this is what's been done, it's very difficult to work on the assumption that it's been completed. Just in terms of what the Honourable Kinnan has raised, in terms of completing the process, because we'd be doing interviews and then we need to come up with the final recommendations of the portfolio committee. Could you allow us just to go back and have a look at the remaining days that we have in Parliament after next week, and to come back with a final date on when we would look at doing that? I don't want to sit here and come up with dates if it's not going to be feasible and practical. So if you could allow us then just to work on that and to communicate in the next day or two as to propose what we would propose as by when we complete the whole process and come up with the final recommendations, if that's okay. All right, super. Can I then suggest, can we then adopt this as a working program for now, subject to change, with what we're talking about as the final date of when the committee would complete its work on the recommendations for both the SABC Board and the ICASA Council. Honourable Steyn, there was your hand up. Well, Honourable Shin, sorry.
Chair, did you not ask us to decide how many candidates or how long we were going to interview these candidates for so we could determine this program? So I presume that on the 3 days of the ICASA, candidates will be doing 5 a day, and then the 6 SABC people on that day, are we looking at an hour per interview?
I think the intention I think what we would want to try and do is complete all the interviews for the SABC candidates on Tuesday the 4th, that's next week Tuesday. The committee section has given me a proposal of about an hour and a half per candidate. It obviously depends whether we need that much time. I guess for some the interview might take the full hour and a half, others it might be shorter. I'll come to you now, Honourable Mulutua. I just want to quickly finish. And then the suggestion that we would want to consider is that for the interview of the ICASA candidates, that it probably would be, if it's 555 or 554, depending on what is the number that this portfolio committee agrees on, would be interviewed. I don't know if that answers you, but Honourable Mulutua.
Chairperson, I don't know, I'm very disappointed the way we are going on with this meeting. Because if we had proceeded as Honourable Minor recommended, we should procedural. Really, we cannot come up with a determination of how many people are doing this before we can have a number. We haven't even reported the tasking proposal here. I think, Chairperson, let's go on with what we're supposed to do.
No, thanks. I think that was what I was indicating, that it's difficult to determine the amount of names until we've actually completed this process. So, but can we adopt this draft, this working program then? Okay. Super. Thank you. All right. Then let's move on to the real work of today that we need to do, and that is to come up with a shortlist of candidates that we would want to invite for interviews. We have got firstly the SABC board, where there is one vacancy, and then the second item that we would deal with would be for names for the ICASA council, where there are three vacancies that will be occurring on the ICASA council. So what I would want to suggest is that we start with the SABC, if we could start with the SABC and deal with that first, and then thereafter we would come to deal with the shortlist of names for the ICASA council. I think let's proceed there. So let's start with the SABC. I see there's a hand there from the Honourable Nisoma. So basically I'm asking for us to for names for the shortlist. Honourable Nisoma.
Thank you, Chair. But prior before I go to the names, allow me to say that in terms of the skills that we're looking at, in terms of the Act, what it says, and also with in looking at the existing board members, we are a little bit bankrupt in terms of the financials, and of course with experience and understanding of the industry. With that, Chair, one would like to put forward on behalf of the ANC Chairperson for SABC Board, Ms. Noluthando Primrose Gasa, Mr. Dinyiko Norman Baloyi, Mr. Gabriel Lucky Bokaba, Mr. Aaron Sinzumba. Thank you, Chair. With a note that we haven't reconfirmed the numbers of candidates that we're going to shortlist, but those are the ones I would like to put forward. Thank you.
Can I just ask so that we're all able to get those names done? Could you just repeat the names that you've just given us?
Thank you, Chair. I'll start from the bottom. It's Mr. Aaron Chizumba, Mr. Gabriel Lucky Bukaba, it's B-O, Bukaba, Mr. Dinyiko Norman Baloyi, Ms. Noluthando Primrose Gasa. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you. That's names that have come from the ANC. Do other parties have names? Honourable Shin?
Yes, thank you. We propose Ms. Gaza.
Repeat the name you're saying.
We propose candidate number 16, Ms. Gaza.
Other names? Honourable Killian?
Chairperson, I think we should actually look at the document that was distributed through the secretary to the committee. There was a list of names that were presented and distributed after the task team met, and that includes the names mentioned, except that there's one spelling error. It is Noluthando Primrose Gosa, not Gaza. Gosa. And then it is Honourable, as the Honourable said, it's Baloyi, Bukaba, Tsitsumba, but also Weapons and Kaga, Bongani Kaga, candidate 24 and candidate 12. So I do believe that we just have to consider the entire list as was discussed in the task team. Thank you.
Just a follow-up on that. I think as a matter of principle, we should have said that one up front, that the task team would like to report formally to the committee. then we would have done it according to that. But nevertheless, it's still the same difference, I believe. But I'm just saying, as a matter of principle, the approach should be very clear in future. Thank you.
Okay. I was hoping that somebody would. That's why I was asking for names. There's, because we've got four names here. Honourable Killian, do you want to raise the other names? Then?
I actually have done it, but I will repeat it again. The other two candidates are candidate 12 and candidate 24, being Johannes Colin Whippend and Mzimkulu Bongani Kaga.
All right. Now those, we've got six names that are being proposed to the portfolio committee. Now I might just want to indicate that when in the previous portfolio committee, a number of weeks ago, when we were first presented with the process of the vacancy on the SAPC board and the ICASA council, it was agreed in that particular portfolio committee that the number of names that should be shortlisted for interviewing for interviews is five. Now we are proposing six. So ideally what needs to happen, in fact what needs to happen, this particular portfolio committee, they need to change that decision, that we increase the number of people being interviewed from five to six, because we've got six names here. So we simply just, in terms of the portfolio committee, need to just change that decision and increase that number to six. So if we could just get somebody that could move that we, just to check, agree that we change that decision. Honourable Morutwa.
Thank you, Chairperson. In terms of the agreement of the TASTI, I think we would propose as a TASTI that we agree on six names.
All right, is there anybody who disagrees? Or can we take it then as a portfolio committee we're agreeing that for the...
Formally seconding the proposal by Honourable Moratoa, and just to say that that was well considered, and we just said we just bring it formally back to the committee so that we can increase the number from five to six. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. That then means for the, in terms of interviews for the vacancy on the SABC board, there will be six nominees that will be requested to come and appear before the portfolio committee for the interview process. Okay? Honourable Killian?
Just one outstanding matter, Chairperson. As you are well aware, that there were some questions in the task team about candidates 26 nomination. Have you clarified that matter for us? Thank you.
Thank you very much. In fact, the query that we were had to undertake and look into was that the nomination letter had an electronic signature. It was not signed. We have received a signed copy of the letter. We went back to, through the committee section, back to Mr. Tembet Lamini, who had originally made the nomination, and we informed him that, in fact, his nomination needs to be signed. We can't accept a nomination with just a type name as a signature. And he has then forwarded the exact same letter, which he has now signed. So I have that here. Okay. Are we okay with that? There's been no change in the what was written in the letter, because that would have also created a problem if you suddenly get a new letter. So we asked them just to take the letter that was sent, the original letter, and simply sign it, and that's been done. Thank you. Let us then move to, just hold on please. All right, what I want to do, there are various reports that we have to do, but I'd rather do that at the end. So we've got the names for the SABC. If we can then just come go to then the ICASA names and given the fact that we have just raised the fact that the task team that met should present the names, can I then ask somebody from there, one of the members of the task team, to present the names that we looked at in terms of ICASA that are being brought to the portfolio committee for the committee to portfolio committee to consider for shortlisting? Honourable Killian?
Jefferson, I'm reading from the document that we received from the committee secretary after the meeting of the task team. Candidate 1, Ms. Mokele. Ms. Pillay, candidate 10. Mr. Patel, candidate 18. There's going to be a tongue twister for me, but I will try my best. Mr. Patel, Nkiriyane, candidate 27. Mr. Thabo Makake, candidate 38, who happens to be a sitting councillor of ICASA, as well as Nombi Yiso Bati, who's also a sitting councillor, candidate 24. Then Mr. Aaron Setsumba, candidate 6 on the ICASA list. Ms. Mabotia, candidate 9. Ms. Nomonde Jongleka, candidate 22. Mr. Manyara Matlaloga, candidate 33. Mr. Ronald Sieber, candidate 32. Mr. Mosimane Mpo, candidate 17. Mr. Tenyiku Norman Baloy, candidate 25. And Ms. Nomeliso Tanyana, candidate 23. Chair, the task team took it that whereas we've agreed on 12 names, we have agreed on 12 names plus two additional ones, which are the sitting councillors, which we automatically invite for interviews. So altogether a list of 14 candidates. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable Muruto.
Thank you, Jefferson. I concur with Honourable Killian. This is a true reflection of what came out of that meeting. As she has said already, that we looked at the skills and we looked at the two candidates that are present, that have presently done one term, and I think according to the Act, they may stand for another term. And that's about it, and then we agreed on the number as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Honourable Liva Druchen.
Thank you, Chairperson. I see we've got 14 names here, and we are including the two that's currently councillors. I'd like the committee to consider, consider number 11, the interpretive just see the name, okay, Bobowana. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly, and then number 12 as well. Number 11 and 12, I'm nominating those two. Number 11 and number 12 candidates. I'd like to come and if the committee could just consider those two candidates as well, please. Okwana?
Yes, there's a proposal from the Honourable Liva Druchen that in addition to the recommendation being made by the task team, that an additional two names be considered to be included in the list of nominees to be interviewed, and that is it's candidate number 11 in terms of the numbering on the CVs, and that is Mr. Bokwana, and also candidate number 12, and that's Ms. Somo. So that's an additional names that are being put forward to be included in the shortlist. Can I then open for discussion and for support for those names with Honourable Killian, and then I'll come to the Honourable Disorma.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I'm a little surprised because clearly we went in with specific lists after we've gone through them, and we've actually agreed on a basis of motivating for the different people to be nominated, agreeing that we would go with 12, also noting that there are two sitting councillors that will also be interviewed for those vacancies. I am a little surprised that we now confronted, in fact, one of the candidates that are now nominated have already been on some of the shortlistings, and then we agreed to make up the right, correct number. So I must say, I find it difficult to, at this stage, I believe then it should be referred back to the task team. Thank you.
Honourable Disorma.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. My understanding is that the request that is made by the Honourable Member, it's a request with an understanding that the task team reports to the main committee, which will make decisions. That is why, without clouding the issues earlier on, before I raised the names that we felt that should be considered, I said that the committee today might also review or reconfirm the decision of the last sitting in terms of how many candidates would like to shortlist. Hence, on my understanding of the request, it's an appeal, but also within the same spirit when you're looking at the SABC board, where we agreed that interviews and interview doesn't make any difference, unless then Chairperson, through your guidance, probably inverted commas, I am a new member, I'm learning every day, probably then the subcommittee does have powers above the committee. But my understanding, and it's my appeal to my honourable colleague, honourable member, that it doesn't make a big difference because it makes it to be 16 instead of 15 as the previous decision. But I'm just motivating within the spirit that we've been discussing, because it seems like there's no fundamental other than just a number. Thank you, Chair.
The Honourable Shin, then I'll take the Honourable Morutwa, and then I'll take the Honourable Nibotrukhan after that.
Thank you, Chairperson. One of these names was on the ANC's list last week and was negotiated off, so I don't think that we can now put it back. And I think that, you know, we do have, if we take into account the fact that we do have two sitting councillors that are on this list, and chances are, you know, they will, you know, be strong candidates for re-election, as it were, that we have, I think, a fair amount of competition already in place for these lists. We did say at an earlier meeting that we would take no more than 15 names, and so we've now got 14 names. And I think that we should stick with that, and I should think that we should not put back onto the list the person who was negotiated off last week. And then that leaves the other candidate, candidate number 12, who, in my opinion, doesn't have the necessary qualifications required for the post, for the ICASA Council. A diploma in negotiation skills, to me, is not... You know, this is a complicated technical council. It needs, you know, people with a different experience, a different basis of skills, and I don't think that we need to, expand the list to include someone who, as in my opinion, isn't appropriately.
Honourable Murutwa.
Firstly, Chairperson, the task team is not a decision-making committee. It is a task team. And we make recommendations to you, to the portfolio committee. I think the Honourable Tuchel is entitled to express their feelings in terms of what he thinks number 11 or number 12 can contribute to, because maybe she can elaborate why she has chosen those two, but I don't think really just because we had decided to leave one of these candidates out, it propels us now not to take it back. I don't think it's these members, the members of committee, we were not chosen to be in that. At least I just had the opportunity to be added on because the chairperson is not here. But we were not chosen because we are wiser than the members that are in the committee, in the portfolio committee. We bring the recommendations here. Therefore, I am saying, I think if the comrades that were not in the testing want to add, we should talk about that here. But we cannot refuse names being added. That is not a working committee of the portfolio committee.
Thank the Honourable Steyn. Honourable Steyn.
Listen, first of all, as a portfolio committee, as you indicated some time ago, we debated long and hard about the number of candidates we would consider. And I recall we said no less than 12 and no more than 15. Now, we on the previous one, the SABC one, we amended that. But, I mean, it's not, we shouldn't set the precedent of taking decisions and then simply override them. We're looking at three vacancies. We now have 14. I'm quite happy to go up to 15 because that's in line with the decision we made before. However, Chairperson, just in terms of the task group, I would imagine that members that were not on the task group gave input to the members that were on the task group. And there were certain negotiations that took place within the task group, specifically to come forward with a shortlist so we don't have to debate this and add on names, continue every single member here. So, Chairperson, if the content, if the candidates were all of a very strong nature where it's not quite clear who would have the advantage, then I would say, yes, let's take as many as possible. But there are some candidates that simply doesn't have the skills that the ICASA board will need. And therefore, my recommendation is we've given our task team certain prerogatives to go and negotiate a shortlist and come back to us with it. And if we're going to start amending that shortlist when we've given input to the members on the task team, then we may as well start the process all over. Now, I'd like to reiterate, I'm quite willing to accommodate up to 15 because that was our previous decision. But I don't think we should go beyond the 15. Thank you.
Before I take the Honourable Nivo Truchan, and I've also noted the Honourable Killian's hand, I just want to indicate that in terms of the decisions that were taken, I'm informed by the committee section that when we had that committee meeting, we actually agreed on a maximum of 12. We didn't say between 12 and 15. The committee, as far as I'm being told now and advised, is that it agreed on 12. There was a discussion and a proposal to go up to 15. But from what I'm advised by the committee section is that the decision was taken in that portfolio committee that we should deal with a maximum of 12. So I just thought I'd just give some clarity on that. But already we have already, in terms of the SABC, we've already agreed to amend that. So I'm just reflecting on that. But let me take the Honourable Nivo Truchan.
Thanks, Chair. I was in the portfolio committee, the first portfolio committee when we came from our constituency. The committee made a decision for SABC, we picked 5 candidates, and as you said, we have now 6, and we added the 1 more member. But then for ICASA, because there's 3 positions available, we made a proposal of 5-5-5 to make it 15, but as we made a decision, I remember clearly there was 12, and then we said 15, and then we said, well, 12, maximum 15. That was a decision made by the committee, and that is what I am clearly aware of. I am also aware that yes, we are 14 that we propose now. There's 2 sitting members that we would like to come back. Over the years, we've seen also that when members come, people come with their CVs, and when they come with the interviews, there's 2 totally different things that's happening. Sometimes not, it's good on paper, the interview goes bad, or maybe it's not good on paper, but the interview is excellent. So I think we need to give these people an opportunity. Give them an opportunity for the interview. For me, I feel they do have the skills. We've added to the SABC list, maybe just add maybe another one to the ICASA one then, please. Thanks.
Honourable Killian.
Chairperson, I've listened carefully to the motivation by Honourable Drachen. My concern, however, is if we look at the number of nominations received, it effectively means that we are going to go into interviews for approximately 50% of the candidates nominated for ICASA. There are 39 nominations, and now we are going to probably go towards 15 interviews. If what Honourable Drachen says is so, it should mean that we should actually engage on the same basis with the SABC, because if people's CVs are not going to direct us to identify the right skills, but only through interviews we can do that, then we should also be very wary of our shortlisting of the SABC, because we're limiting it to only 6 people. And on what basis are we doing it? We're doing it on the basis of the CVs as they were submitted. So it's a little bit of a tight argument to present to the committee, because then you must also follow its logical conclusion through to the rest. Chairperson, I believe we can consider to add 1 extra name to the list of ICASA, but I will certainly not support a recommendation to add 2 more names. And it is now for the ANC, because this is the way that they are negotiating in the task team, that whatever they don't get through in the task team, they come and present in the committee. So let the ANC now decide who they want to add onto the list, and we will go through with it, with the process. From my side, that would be my recommendation. But honestly, I must put it up front that this is not negotiations in good faith. And it does not start the process on a good footing. And we must just bear in mind that this creates a sense of distrust. Let's put it up front. But as I say, I would support 1 extra person, but certainly not 2. Thank you.
Honourable Lesoma, and then Honourable Murudwa.
Thank you so much, Honourable Chairperson. If I follow the arguments across the floor, Chair, that means we're supposed to have met as a task team before the sitting of this meeting at 2, so that we can report back when we reported back to our colleagues in terms of the task team outcome. But nevertheless, it didn't happen. So as an honourable member, Mam Story said that we are making an appeal, she is making an appeal, but also I will have a problem, Chairperson, when we argue based on numbers. Because even in our last formal sitting of the committee, we agreed on 5, on 15, because on 12 as the maximum, because we felt that we liked 12, and we felt that we liked 15. Without saying what makes us to come to a 15. But also coming to the point now, in terms of the argument that honourable member have raised in terms of candidate number 11, if you look at the Act, Chapter 2, as Section 3, in terms of the types of people that we are looking, in terms of the SAPC Board Act, she does qualify. No, she does qualify. So I'm not too sure. And actually, here we're not looking for one person like SAPC. So our arguments cannot be a point of reference of SAPC. It should be this one. We're looking at three. And I'm not too sure with the member that believes that we're just changing the numbers. We are making an appeal if that one is perceived as if the task team was discussing and negotiating in bad faith without an understanding that the task team should also go to their members to report back and then appreciate what we are putting forward. I will have a problem with that, and I hope we're not dealing with the numbers here. We're dealing with the actual issue, and one and two doesn't make any difference to me because it's still within the 3 days if then we're saying that we're going to take time. And I'm not too sure, Chair, how far we're going to argue the number. Or else because we've got our own positions, then we feel that it's a nice thing to argue the number. But in terms of the qualifications, in terms of the Act requirements, it does qualify. Thank you, Chair.
Take the Honourable Muruta.
Chairperson. No, I was going to refer to the Act. Now, Honourable Maina has done so. Also, the insinuation that the ANC, what Honourable Killian is saying, I don't know, you know, I think it's to other people to be an ANC member is you are untrusted, and it's so bad. It's so bad because if we can start talking on those lines, I think, I'm telling you, Parliament will be something else. It makes us very uncomfortable. Every time we come with a recommendation, people will be telling us that they can't trust us. They can't. Why should we trust them? That's the question. And if you go on those bases, I don't think it's a correct way to take Chairperson, because here we have been deployed here by our constituencies, all of us, and people trust us. Now, if you come with Rachel, it's not a sin to be a majority in Parliament, because Bruggen was not here, Honourable Bruggen, and we happened to be here. And it's not right that we never even briefed anyone. We didn't have the time today to talk to anyone. We are coming here for the first time, we just met. But I'm just making emphasis on some of the utterances that were made by Honourable Killian, so that in the papers we can appear to be the honest ones. We can also do that, Chairperson. Thank you.
Honourable members, I just want to, before I take other hands, I just want to clarify a couple of things. The task team that was put together was a team to try and look at, come up with a recommended shortlist. But that can't be a final shortlist because the decision is taken by the portfolio committee. And therefore that means that while certainly there would be discussion and agreeing on certain names and coming up with a list. The portfolio committee is the portfolio committee makes the decision on who gets shortlisted. And I think therefore, if there are members who would want to propose the addition of one or two names or other names that they feel are not included in the recommendation from the task team, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with it. It's then for the portfolio committee to decide. But I thought I should just add that the task team isn't the final final say. And I'm just saying that if members do want to add names, they were free to do that, and they're free to do that. And it then is for the portfolio committee then to decide to say, yes, we would include those names, or no, we won't include those names. I'll take the Honourable Steyn, and I'll take the Honourable Killian.
Chair, thank you. Look, I fully agree with you that the other members can put up names here for consideration. However, Chair, I think there are very good reasons why we decide on a minimum or a maximum number. And if we're going to propose additional names, then it should be a substitute for another name on the list. We can't keep on expanding the list. Then we may as well decide to interview the entire list of people that they put forward CVs. So there are very good reasons why we deliberated and agreed on a number. And all I want to say is, and I think we've been magnanimous in indicating we'd accommodate another one and go up to the 15. But, you know, if we're going to accommodate another two, then we want to put another one or two in addition to that without substituting. So we've got to draw the line somewhere. That's all I'm saying. And certainly, in my opinion, having gone through these, there's no 5 or 10 or 12 people that really stand out. That you know, if that was the case, we'd say, look, there's such a fine line between the competence of these people that you have to basically interview as many as possible. But that is not, in my opinion, not the case. And you know, we must decide, do we go up to the 15 or do we then go back to 12 and try and stick to 12? And as a committee, try and identify 12 people to shortlist. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Killian, and then Honourable Shin.
Chairperson, I want to thank the ANC members who tried to explain what the role of the task team is. And I want to assure you, all of you, that having been part of the committee since its inception in 29, I'm acutely aware of its role. So there's nobody who needs to explain that. The difference in the operations of the task team in the past has been, and the former chairperson, Mr. Vardy, actually introduced the operations of the task team at a very difficult time of the existence of the SABC board, when interviews for the board was under severe scrutiny because of the politicization of the SABC board. He then introduced and he said, let us discuss candidates so that we can come up with a unified position to the committee, that we do not politicize, thereafter all the interviews are open and transparent, etc., and that we have a common understanding of where we start. Now, the only thing, or the right thing, that we could have expected of the ANC side of the committee is just to say to us, by the way, there will be additional recommendations in the committee. Because our members, after report back, were not happy with the shortlist as agreed to by those representing us in the task team. That is negotiation in good faith, Chair. I'm sorry to say it, but honestly, that is negotiation in good faith. And that is when you build a trust relationship, to be upfront about these matters. But for now, unfortunately, it appears that the strategy was to go and occupy us in a task team meeting, to go through it, etc., so that in the end, you can in any case just come back and with the majority in the committee put forward exactly the list that you would have tabled in the House in any case. Now, Chair, it's fine. We understand where you are. I just then want to say I have proposed also that we add one extra name, so there's a formal position before the committee now to consider. And then I want to just state at the end of the process that from here on we will have to probably reconsider the necessity of having a task team. Otherwise, we can just conduct the processes in full committee meetings henceforth. Thank you, Chair.
Make the Honourable Shin, and I'm going to come to the Honourable Isoma and Honourable Burutwa.
Thank you, Chairperson. My understanding of the task team's role was that the various parties would come with their preferred lists of candidates, and knowing the number of candidates we were looking for the various vacancies we're talking now about, the ICASA, and that we would negotiate with each other in good faith to come to an agreed number. Names were put forward on both, from, if I can say, both sides, and both sides dropped names. Now, one assumed that the ANC was quite willing to drop the name, one of the names that was have been put forward now. And I would suggest that they stick with that decision to actually show that they are negotiating in good faith. Because they were quite willing to drop that in the spirit of negotiations of last week. If they then are going to withdraw that concession that they made, that negotiated position that they took last week, as Honourable Killian has said, it actually discredits the entire process, and that perhaps we should just interview the whole lot. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Disoma, and then I'll take the Honourable Burutwa.
Chairperson, thank you so much. You know what? When we are in the opposition, it doesn't necessarily that you must have a special way of irritating people and raising issues in a very uncomfortable way. The bad faith, the good faith, and all those things, the tough team, the, all those things. And also the non-schooling of the tough teams, the terms of reference and all that, I don't think it's correct. It's a wrong attitude as if ANC doesn't know anything. But having said, just Chair, we would like then, Chair, to put forward that we retain number 11. She's a female. She does qualify in its totality. And we drop 12. Thank you.
Honourable Murutwa.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. I think Honourable Maina is read my mind, because I was just concerned about the workshop that we're getting from Honourable Gideon on what is good and what is not good. I think she has said a mouthful, as if ANC doesn't know what they are doing.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. I mean, if I can just say this, that I don't think that there's been anything underhanded here. I think that's why it was actually proposed by one of the members that these are the names that she would want to have considered to be included in the final shortlist. And as I indicated earlier on, the task team is to try and do some of the work, to try and come and narrow down the candidates that the committee would want to look at interviewing. But at the end of the day, it's a portfolio committee. This particular meeting here that must take the final decision on the names that would be interviewed. And I think that's what's happening here. That's what's happening here. Because you'll remember early on when we dealt with the proposed names for the SABC, we've actually asked the portfolio committee to agree for us to increase from 5 to 6. And that's the decision of this particular portfolio committee. We've now had names that the task team has met and discussed and put forward a proposed names to be interviewed. And the same thing has happened here. There's two extra names that have been proposed. What I just want to say is that a number of members of the portfolio committee have indicated that, in fact, the discussion in the portfolio committee a couple of weeks ago was 12, but no more than 15. Now, if that's the case, and we've also agreed to include the two current serving ICASA councillors whose first term of office is expiring. Now, if that is the case, so you've got 12, all right, with those two, it brings it to 14, but we've said already. would want to include them simply because they're currently and their term of office expiring and their CVs have come in. If you take the 12 and you add the 2 that the Honourable Nivo Druchen is proposing, and it's based on the number of members I've said that in actual fact we spoke about between 12 and 15, that takes you to 40. So you still don't exceed the 50, and you're then left with the 2 that automatically we've agreed will come in as the 2 current serving ICASA councillors. Just something that I thought I would point out, because a number of members have raised the fact that we had said between 12 and 15. The 2, and then also bring in the 2 current serving ICASA councillors. It's just a point that I wanted to raise. But I think at the end of the day, it's for the portfolio committee to decide whether we'd want to include the additional 2. And that would then take us to a total of, we've got 12, 14, 15, 16 names. But that's the decision of this portfolio committee to decide. Honourable Steyn, and then I want us to move to for the committee to make a decision on this.
Chair, I'm sorry, I don't follow your logic. I followed it up to a point, and then at the end you arrive at 16. You're saying 12 plus the 2 sitting councillors. So you're actually almost excluding them, and you're saying we've stuck to 12. But there is we got 14, including those 2 already. So we do have the 12, plus we've got the 2 sitting councillors, which gives us the 14, but now you want to add another 2. So we're going way beyond our initial decision. We've given, and I think it's been accepted, that we're prepared to consider an additional 1, so that we now have 15. But it would appear that you want to push for the 16, and I don't know how the rest of the committee feels.
Don't misinterpret what I'm saying. In the discussions that took place, in the discussions that took place in the task team meeting, which I was actually in as well, one of the things that was raised is that we must include the 2 current serving ICASA councillors whose CVs have been nominated. All right, wait, let me finish, please. There was 12 names that came up, all right, because in the task team meeting, when the discussions took place, it was already said there that a maximum of 12 names, but that we would also bring in the 2 current serving ICASA councillors. All right. They were not part of the 12 names, but it was agreed, let's bring in the 2 current serving ICASA councillors, because precedent has been set in previous processes where serving councillors whose term of office expired have been included. That was my understanding in the discussions in this task team. And that's why I'm raising that. That if that's the case, you've got 12 plus 2 gives you 14, and then you've got the 2 current serving ICASA councillors. Unless I missed the entire conversation in the task team, but that's what I understood the conversation was that we discussed in the task team. Honourable Murutwa?
You see, we are not the only ones who should be blamed that we should have briefed our colleagues. It's the same thing is happening to DA now, because some of the things here, you are quite right that you were part of the task team. We even said in that task team, how did you come to the 15? And we said previously, we said 1 to 5. That's how we came to the 15. Which means...
Is there continue, Honourable. Please continue.
Yeah. That is how we were arguing the issue of the 12 to 15, which Honourable Druchen has also said here. The statement of 12, you also said it wasn't correct. And Druchen has confirmed that to say it, you decided, I wasn't in that meeting, in the first meeting, 12 to 15. You see now, if at the task team we agree that we add, it can be adding on 12 or adding on 1-5. That's what I wanted. We are just not lost here. We are going accordingly.
Well, Killian, your hand was up.
Chairperson, we must. It's
actually irrelevant what we decided in that committee meeting, because it appears that we in any case are going to rescind that decision. But for the record, it's very clear what we decided there. We originally indicated that the chairperson asked how many should we shortlist. Then Honorable Shin said 15, did you? Or did you go for a higher number? And we then, some of us proposed 10. And we then said, okay, let's settle in between and let's settle on 12. So it was not 12, but not, we said we could list fewer, but not more than 12. That was what we agreed in that meeting. Originally, 15, but fewer, but not more than 15. And then we said, no, if we look at the positions, bearing in mind that there are two sitting councillors who've reapplied, etc., then we will retain the position. So that's what we decided. So in the task team, we then said, well, there are a number of candidates. Do we now include the two into the 12? And we said, maybe we can add them as extra so that we list 12 new names. And that is where we are. 12 names were the two which brings the total number to 14. That is exactly what happened. And I think we should just, use that as the basis of a common understanding of where we are. So bearing that in mind, that we said, okay, then let's go back to then the original idea of the 15, which would have included everybody. That's why we said, let's agree then on one extra name. Honorable Lusomo has already recommended. From what my understanding was, Honorable Moratua seconded that recommendation. So that is where we should have been. It's candidate 11 that was recommended. Can we move on from there? Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Moratua, your hand was up.
Chairperson, I really want to express myself on how Honorable Killian. I'm referring to the task team meeting. If she can recall one thing I have to say here, she's not the only one who's got a good memory. I might be 70-something years, but I've got a very good memory, I must tell you. We even went to an extent of saying, Tambi must stand up and tell us how many, how do we come to the 15. Now you don't know about it. Because she thinks that she's the only one who knows everything. And this thing, she must stop. I am saying the way we have agreed in the task team, and we ended up saying we can add the two, which to me meant we have agreed on the 12, and we added the two. But we did explain how we came to the 15 in previous interviews. Not the one decision that you took in the previous PC meeting. No, we're referring to the previous committee when I think almost all of them were not here. That's what Mdali was referring to. And I know what I'm saying, and I never concurred with the Honorable Minor to say one candidate must remain and the other one. This shows that Honorable Kigen has got a poor memory.
Okay, Honorable Member, let's try and complete this particular process. I think there's more hands going up than I... Honorable, if you want me to hang on, just hold on. So let me take the last two hands, and then let us move forward and complete this process. Let me take the Honorable Shin, and then I'll take the Honorable Sotisoma.
Chair, I think we'd be getting into very sort of tight knots about numbers, and I would then suggest that we revert to the original decision to have 12 names in total, and that our task today is to decide which two we're going to take off.
Honourable Desoma.
Thank you, Chair. First, let me just react to what has been raised as a recommendation, Chair. that we don't do that. That's one. Two, Chair, with your explanation, because I was not present in the last PC meeting, technically speaking, for a person who was not in a meeting, it does make sense what the committee agreed upon. And then I would like to step down to the recommendation that I've made, because noting that I was not present in the last meeting, and I have to respect the brains that were there sitting in the PC meeting, and also the intent of the spirit of the task team discussions. Thank you, Chair. Then we can decide on that.
Sorry, I'm just further understanding exactly.
In a Zulu English, Chair, I'm saying the recommendation that I put forward, which across the table they thought that Honourable Member Mradua seconded it. So I'm saying it falls off, I'm withdrawing it, because there's no second on that one, and also based on the technical explanation that you have put forward. On the discussions of the last portfolio committee meeting that sat before the task team, and it does make sense, and I would like to respect the decisions and discussions that took place on that day. Thank you, Chair. And I don't agree with what the proposal is put forward by the member of 12 names. Thank you. Because it's a number. It can't be just a number. It should be informed by something. And I'm saying, Chair, let me stop there.
I just want to check with the Honourable Nivo Trukhan. You've proposed two additional names. Having listened to the discussions that have taken place, are you still proposing those two names?
Yes, Honourable Chairperson, I do still propose those two names.
So thank you very much. I've just asked the committee section just to check because obviously the committee must make a decision now. The committee section is just wanting to check on the procedurally how the committee would deal with making this decision. So can we just give the committee section about 2-3 minutes? Maybe let's take a 5-minute break. Give them a committee section time just to check in terms of procedures of the portfolio committees on how the decision must be taken. And let's take a 5-minute break.
Go back to ground zero on this.
Honourable Killian.
Chairperson, I have indicated before that that I could live with one extra name, and I would like to reiterate that position because I do believe that will take us forward. I've made my my position known earlier, and I would like to stick to that. Thank you, Chair.
Nobo Murutwa.
I also want to concur with the Honourable Truchen and Honourable Killian to add only one name and drop the other.
Okay. Is there, I think there seems to be general consensus that that we take one additional name. And the proposal that's been made is name number 11 in terms of the CVs. If I'm not mistaken, that is the name of Mr. Bokwana that be accepted. As a committee, or can we then agree that we'll add one extra name? Agreed? All right. Thank you. So we have a total of 12... 15 names that would then be requested to appear before the committee for interviews for the ICASA Council. Honourable Nisoma.
Just a minor request, not myself though. Can we get the numbers in terms of those 15? It's 1, 10, 18, just to be as simple that you are sure, sure. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Let me read out. I'm going to do the SABC, and I'm going to do ICASA. All right, and read out the numbers of the CVs that we've included here. Okay. Let me start with the SABC. I'm just for now just going back through the names so you can just make sure you've written down the numbers correctly. And then after this, there's a formal report that we will adopt as the SABC, that we'll have to adopt for the interviewees for the SABC board vacancy and the interviewees for the ICASA Council vacancies. But I think it's just best if we go through the numbers first now before we actually deal with the actual report. Because when we come to the report, I want to go through it and we adopt the report. So in terms of the SABC, the I'm now just going to read, do you want me to read names and CV numbers or CV numbers? CV numbers, are you okay with that? All right. Okay, in terms of SABC, 16, 10, 19, 26, 12, 24. Does anybody capture that correctly? All right. Then let me move to ICASA. It's number 1, number 10, 18, 27, 38, 24, 6, 9, 22, 33, 32, 17, 25, 23, and then the one we've agreed will be added is number 11. Okay. Then I think what we will then need to come to now is to do, there's a report that needs to be read and adopted by the committee. While I take the Honourable Steyn's hand, if I can just get the reports that we need to read.
Chair, just in terms of reporting this in the ATC now, I assume these are not in an order of preference. So are we going to have it reproduced in the ATC in some sort of alphabetical order? Or in order of the candidate numbers, you just give guidance and check.
Debbie and Corsi, I've got the documents here. Sorry. We've just made a mess up with the admin. We've got the documents. No, these, the way I've read them out is in no particular order whatsoever, of order of preference or anything. It's just simply reading out. Sorry?
When it gets published, it will be alphabetically by surname.
Yeah, when they publish, they can be published alphabetically. That's fine. I was just simply reading out the numbers as I've been given here. And this is the numbers that have gone out to members. But we can certainly ensure when they publish them to do it alphabetically. It's fine. Honourable Moluka?
Chairperson, I don't know. I thought after we have agreed on the numbers, we should now indicate how many people will be interviewed a day, for a day. I see you've got 3 days for ICASA. I would quickly recommend that we do 5 a day. And the 6 of SABC, we can do it in 1 day.
Okay, thank you, Honourable Killian. There's a proposal that's been made that in terms of the numbers that we interview, 6 SABC on Tuesday, and for ICASA, it's 5 per day, that we Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, Honourable Killian.
Chairperson, I would like to second the proposal, but I would also like to go further to indicate that we have 2 candidates on the SABC shortlist and on the ICASA shortlist, and that we perhaps try to schedule it in such a way that we actually have them on the Tuesday and the Wednesday, so that when they sleep over and the cost incurred by the state is limited. Just, you know, to make sure that we make good use of our public resources. So if it's possible at all, if we could do it like that. Thank you.
No, I think we would agree with that, Honourable Killian, and thanks for raising that. And we'll ask the committee section to ensure that. Honourable Morutwa?
That we are talking about will be the last on the SABC, so that they can stay over. That's what she means. Okay.
And then possibly, you know, the first on the next day, so that they can then move back home wherever they come from. Thank you.
Thanks. I think then we'll ask the committee section to make sure that actually happens, and to make the necessary accommodation arrangements. For the two candidates. Then I think we're also agreeing, on the numbers that we'll interview per day. So what I'd like to then do is to go to the reports that we need to read. There's a formal report that needs to be read and adopted, and which then enables these names to be published in the ATC. Tomorrow. So let me deal with the first report, and I'll read as follows. Progress report of the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the process followed on recommending a person to be appointed to serve on the South African Broadcasting Corporation Board dated 28 August 2012. The Portfolio Committee on Communications, having considered the nominations of candidates submitted for appointment to serve on the SABC Board terms of the Broadcasting Act 4 of 1999, reports as follows. A request from the President of the Republic, Mr. J.G. Zuma, to fill a vacancy at the SABC was referred to the Portfolio Committee on Communications on 7 May 2012, brackets CATC, dated 7th of May 2012, close brackets. The committee advertised calling for nominations to fill the vacancy. The committee received 38 CVs and agreed to shortlist the following 6 candidates. And this is in no order of preference, it's simply a list of names. 1, Ms. Nolotando Primrose Goza. 2, Mr. Taniko Norman Baloy. 3, Mr. Gabriel Lucky Bukaba. 4, Mr. Aaron Chizumba. 5, Mr. Johannes Colin Weppand. 6, Mr. Mzumkulu Bongani Kaga. The interviews are scheduled to take place on Tuesday, 4 September 2012. Can we agree to adopt that report? Agreed. Thank you very much. Then let me move to the second report. And again, let me indicate that when I read out the names, there are no order of preference. That's simply as typed on the report here. And as we've agreed, these names will be printed in alphabetical order in the ATC. All right. Progress report of the Portfolio Committee on Communications on the process followed on recommending persons to be appointed to serve on the Independent Communications Authority of South Africa Council, ICASA, dated 28th August 2012. The Portfolio Committee on Communications, having considered the nominations of candidates submitted for appointment to serve on the ICASA Council in terms of the ICASA Act 13 of 2000, as amended by the Broadcasting Amendment Act No. 64 of 2002, reports as follows. A request from the Minister of Communications, Ms. Dipule, to fill 3 vacancies at ICASA was referred to the Portfolio Committee on Communications on 16 May 2012. And this was also published in the ATC of 16 May 2012. The committee advertised calling for nominations to fill the vacancies. The committee received 39 CVs and unanimously shortlisted the following 15 candidates. 1. Ms. Butlanyana Mokele. 2. Ms. Katerina Gloria Shirley Palay. 3. Mr. Ashraf Patel. 4. Mr. Patang Nkeriani. 5. Mr. Thabo Makake. 6. Ms. Nomboyiso Bachi. 7. Mr. Aaron Chizumba, 8. Ms. Josephine Quena Mabocha, 9. Ms. Nomonde Gonkeka, 10. Mr. Manyara Ruben Mukhlaloha, 11. Mr. Ronald Javi Siba, 12. Mr. Mpo Mosimane, 13. Mr. Tinyiko Norman Baloy, 14, Ms. Nombaliso Tanchana, 15, Mr. Kulele Bokwana. The interviews will take place on 5, 6, and 7 September 2012. Can we present the report to the committee for adoption? Agreed? Agreed. The two reports are then adopted and will be published in the ATC tomorrow. And again, I want to stress, as we've agreed, that the names will be published in alphabetical order. Honourable Killian.
I just wanted to confirm that that in fact the reports, as they are published in the ATC, will in fact reflect the candidate numbers sort of in that order. Thank you.
Oh, that's correct. Yeah. Oh, you mean the candidate, the CV numbers? So it'll be in alphabetical order, including behind.
I don't really mind either alphabetical order or candidate number order, but so that it makes good sense when you read it. Thank you.
Okay, should we go for candidate CV number order? So if it's 1, 5, 9, 10, etc.
If we actually put the numbers, that doesn't make sense to anybody else outside the committee. We need to know the numbers so that we know where to find them in the book. The ATC is for public knowledge. And I think it doesn't really, to me it would be better if it was alphabetical.
I think then for ease of reading, it's better if it's alphabetical. Thank you very much. I think in terms of the agenda and the work of this particular committee meeting, we have come to an end. Therefore, if I can then just remind members again that we will be honourable staying before I continue.
Chair, just in case the security clearance hasn't been completed, obviously these people must now enjoy priority. They just need to presumably get these cleared, the shortlisted people.
Okay, can I give an undertaking as the acting chair that, as I said earlier, we were advised that these clearances had been completed but had not received anything tangible, and which then made it very difficult, makes it difficult to say yes, it's been done or it hasn't been done. Can I then give an undertaking as the acting chair that together with the committee section, we will now follow that up and we will inform all parties of the security clearance process. And if there's a problem, then we may have to convene and then look at how do we handle that. But can I give that undertaking for now? Will that suffice? Honourable Shin?
That, you know, obviously if we publish the names, let's just say the SABC, we publish six names and we find out that one of them, you know, is an undesirable for whatever term. Obviously that would be known to us, not the details of why he'd been classified as undesirable, he or she. Then would we just quietly drop them from our interviewing process without making any fuss? I would presume that would be the best way to do it. What would be the process?
Honourable Soma, and then let me just explain what I've been advised.
Oh, okay. No, Chair, I was going to say that I wanted to raise the same issue in terms of security clearance, that so that it doesn't get raised again in our next meeting also, that we are mindful that we haven't notified the applicants beforehand when we're advertising that we're going to do security clearance. So it's more appropriate, Honourable Shirin, as you raised that, we just drop the names and nothing wrong with that, because even when we're dealing with the names before we confirm them, we didn't say this one is stronger than this one is because of 1, 2, 3 and all those things, so it will be accordingly. Otherwise, we'll be infringing in their rights and their privacy with that. I think we should deal, all political parties here should deal with that one and handle that one with caution. Of course, we'll not know what the reasons of not cleared. So,
we'll
be blank
as
anybody else. Thanks,
Honourable
Mulutwa. Yeah, it's good to understand things, but I think we are really in preempting now. And we did talk about this in this task team. And we agreed that as the committee really, if it comes to a push, we will need legal advice from parliamentary legal advisors. If you think it will be offensive to a person, we must do the correct thing that we have to do legally.
Honourable members, the names, I think they will be published. And let us reach that eventuality, if there is such an eventuality. Yeah, we'll cross that bridge when we come to that. Okay. What I was then trying to say is that to remind us then that in terms of the amended program that we've adopted, we will then meet on Tuesday, 4 September, that's next Tuesday, and we will meet at 9:30. Now, the committee section, if you've had a look at the amended program here, the committee section have worked out on the basis of an hour and a half. Is that correct? An hour and a half for each candidate. So that's what that's why you'll see the scheduled time would be up until round about 7 o'clock. But that doesn't mean that we'll be sitting here necessarily to 7, because I think it really depends on how long each interview takes, and we could maybe save time here, there, etc. So this is really what they've applied for, and this has been approved by the House Chairperson. So I'm simply saying, please, if we could just make sure that we keep these times available so that we're in the committee, because I think it also becomes a bit of a problem if a number of us can't be here during interviews. So I'm just highlighting the fact these are the times that have been scheduled and asking that members please make sure that we are available for those particular times. Honourable Killian?
Just a request that as soon as it is possible, if the committee section could let us just have a confirmed slots of the times of the different people, and secondly, if we could also have a common understanding that the candidates will actually be invited to arrive earlier, so that if we are through with a particular interview and we can proceed to the next one, there is no further delays. Thank you, Chair.
We'll do that. Honourable Shin.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to know that if any, what is the procedure, if any of the committee is not present for all the interviews, is that committee person eligible to vote on the final candidate? Is that not prejudicial in any way?
No, I don't think so, but we can still check up. We'll check up on the rules of Parliament and the rules that govern committees. The Honourable Shin was asking what would be the procedure and what would happen if a committee member is not able to be in all the interviews and be part of all the interviews. Does that disqualify that member from participating and making the final decision on the final recommendations of the portfolio committee? And I've simply answered by saying we will check up on the rules that govern Parliament as well as portfolio committees. We'll check up and we'll come back to you on that. I don't have that answer right now. That's fine. I'm just saying we will come back to her on her question. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we will see you on Tuesday morning at 12:30.